In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ. Be mindful, O Lord, of those who bear fruit and do good works in thy holy churches, and who remember the poor. These words should sound familiar to many of us, all of us. They are words from the Anaphora of St. John Chrysostom and of St. Basil the Great. And these are words that the priest prays, oftentimes silently. Today you'll hear them out loud because Deacon Edmund is away. And for the flow of the service, the prayers get read in a different way. There's a part that the deacon does that the priest would normally be saying that prayer silently. But today you'll hear it out loud. This phrase, this prayer, was the theme this year of the, not just the Parish Life Conference, but also of the creative festivals in our archdiocese, and most recently of our archdiocese convention this past week. Be mindful, O Lord, of those who bear fruit and do good works in thy holy churches and who remember the poor. We don't want to think about this as being three separate things. We don't want to think about this as being different parts or components, suggestions of things that we could do, that we're asking God to remember these types of people, the ones who bear fruit, and also the ones who do good works in thy holy churches, and also the ones who remember the poor. We have to think about this as a whole. We have to think about this as a description of ourselves as the people of God. To bear fruit, brothers and sisters in Christ, is not something that we can do or not. It's not something we can decide to do. We belong to God. We are Christians. We belong to God through Jesus Christ. We are obligated to bear fruit. So much so that John the Baptist, the beginning of the Gospels, goes out preaching. And he says, even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. In other words, God has no use for it. So we are obligated to be fruit-bearing. Similarly, Jesus in the Gospels curses that fig tree right before he goes to his passion. He says, may no fruit grow on you ever again. Cursed are we if we are not fruit-bearing. St. Paul, in his epistles, especially to Galatians, tells us what bearing fruit means. It's manifested in our behavior, in our outlook, in our actions. The fruits that we receive from the Holy Spirit, Paul calls the fruits of the Spirit love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And in that passage, Paul says, if we live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. That's his commandment. If you live in the Spirit, then walk in the Spirit. In other words, if we're baptized, if we belong to God through Jesus Christ, then act like it. Manifest these things, love, joy, peace, etc. The people of God do good works in thy holy churches. We never want to say that it's not important to do good works. Once again, we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, by God's love for us, by Christ's sacrifice. Jesus died for us while we were miserable in our sins. You know, so it's not being good that allows us to be saved. It's God's mercy. And it's God's love for us. But if we take that on, if we make it ours, if we respond to God, yes, then then naturally we do good works. And this prayer says, in thy holy churches, we often hear, as a priest, I hear it a lot, especially from people that don't come to church. Is it really necessary to go to church? Can't we just be good people and love God and pray at home? I don't need the church. It's full of hypocrites. I'm not like that. That's what we hear a lot. Well, think about this. Jesus Christ has manifested himself in flesh and blood. Where? In the church. Not in my home, not in your home. His very body and his blood given to us in the Holy Eucharist. It happens here. The gathering of the people of God. That word congregation that we use today, we just heard it in the epistle. The prokimenon, bless God in the congregations. Where the people of God gather, where they worship him and obey him, and in this new covenant, eat of his body and drink of his blood. It only happens in the churches. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, Jesus says in the Gospel of John, you have no life in you. You have no life in you. And after Jesus says that, it says in that gospel that many of his disciples quit following after him. They were so offended by that. They quit walking with him. Nevertheless, it's important for us to be together, to be one body. Doing good works in thy holy churches is another thing. God expects it of us. It's not an option. We can't not go to church, and we can't come to the church and be a participant, a prayer, a singer, a helper, a worker. And the last part of this prayer says, and who remember the poor. And who remember the poor. This goes back to the greatest commandment of all in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Love God and love your neighbor. There's no way of loving God without loving your neighbor. We know that now. God has shown us in Jesus Christ, who became not just our neighbor, but who became the poor. Jesus became the homeless. He became the prisoner. He became the naked. He became the hungry. And he became the thirsty. This is how it's done. This is how God is loved in this world. It's still imperative that we do good works and we love God. And we do that by remembering those who are poor, helping those who have nobody to help them, feeding those who don't have the resources. We know in that great parable, Matthew chapter 25, this is what the judgment is based on when Jesus comes again. This is what he's going to ask. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Nothing else but this. So we, as people of God, as the gathering, as the church, should remember it's important for us to bear fruit in our actions, in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. Remember love, patience, kindness, gentleness. The very end of all that list in Galatians, Paul says, bear one another's burdens, for in doing so you fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ has a law. It's that we love one another. We bear one another's burdens. We pick up where the other person can't do it. So bear fruit, brothers and sisters in Christ, do good works in the holy churches, and always remember the poor. This was the theme of our conferences. This was the theme of our creative festivals. And glory to God, we are teaching them what it means to be people of God. That's the one thing we have to make sure to ensure our young people know. Belonging to God is these things. It's not just part of it. It's not just coming to church. It's not just staying home and praying. It's not just doing acts of charity. It's all of it. It's one thing. The gathering of the people of God is defined by fruit bearing, doing good works in the churches, and remembering the poor. Glory to God, and through the prayers of His saints, may He have mercy on us and save us. Amen.